with SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A source briefed on a mass killing in South Carolina says the gunman who killed five people, including a prominent doctor, was former NFL player Philip Adams. The source told the Associated Press that he was briefed on the investigation but could offer few more details. The source said Adams had been treated by the victim, Dr. Robert Leslie, and that his parents lived nearby. The victims also included the doctor's wife, their grandchildren, and a man who was working outside the home. On Wall Street right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average back into positive territory. It's up by about 11 points, and the NASDAQ up by 126. Overdoses on the rise. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimates more than 88,000 people died of drug overdoses in the 12 months ending in August of last year. That could be because of more isolation due to COVID-19. This is SRN News.
Are you dealing with personal or business tax issues with the IRS? Does the thought of wage garnishments, bank levies, tax penalties, or having to engage with the IRS worry you? Owing taxes to the IRS or state can be stressful, and ignoring them can make your situation worse. At Federal Tax Law Group, we help individuals and businesses reduce debts and negotiate with the IRS Fresh Start Program. Our assistance can save you from drowning in taxes and may even keep you free of prosecution. With over two decades of experience, our tax professionals understand your needs and will customize a tax solution that's in your best interest. Call Federal Tax Law Group at 800-500-9172 for a free consultation to discuss resolving your tax problem. That's 800-500-9172. Again, 800-500-9172. Or visit us online at federaltaxlawgroup.com.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're into a very wet and very active weather pattern for the next few days. Showers and thunderstorms today, especially through mid-afternoon and then tapering off later. Some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe, with today's high around 80. Scattered thunderstorms tonight, low 63. Tomorrow, another round of strong storms, especially by afternoon and evening, and another round on Saturday. And both days, Friday and Saturday, some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe. Also, the rainfall amounts could be rather impressive through Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Make this summer one you'll never forget with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker Motors. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Governor Kay Ivey has issued a new state health order with few restrictions. The state's mask mandate will end this Friday, but Governor Ivey encourages people to practice personal responsibility and continue wearing a mask. The Montgomery City Council passed a mask ordinance that will last an additional 30 days. The Alabama Senate has delayed a vote on lottery legislation. Senator Jim McClendon asked that his bill be carried over because he does not think he has enough votes. Alabama is one of five states without a state lottery. And the late Lowndes County Sheriff, Big John Williams, was honored Wednesday. Attorney General Steve Marshall presented Williams' family with awards for his service. Before his death, Williams served the community for more than 40 years. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, I'm Brant, and as you know, one of the worst things you can say in any business, or in life for that matter, is, but we've never done it that way before. That approach stops us from making decisions that could have been great. We just keep doing the same thing, even if we're not happy with it, even while we're complaining about it, we just keep doing it. What if there's a better way? This is why considering MediShare for your healthcare bills is such a great idea. It works. It's less expensive. It's convenient. It's a better way for so many people to pay for their healthcare. And thinking, but we've never done it that way before, is a great way to miss out on major savings. The typical family saves $500 a month, and you miss out on the huge network of doctors, the free telehealth services, the great customer service, and being a part of something that matters, with more than 400,000 members sharing each other's healthcare bills. So you've never done it this way before? No problem. Just call. You can start saving right now. Call 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
The weather this time of year can be unpredictable, bringing damaging winds and even worse, power outages. At Spire, we know life doesn't stop just because the power did. Thankfully, you can depend on natural gas water heaters, stoves, and fireplaces no matter how long the power is out. And right now, get up to a $600 rebate when you switch from an electric water heater at spireenergy.com/startsaving. Now that's fuel for good.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity. Allegiance, my love, and my devotion to the flag, our standard, oh glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect, because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United, that means that we have all come together. States, individual communities that have united into 48 great states. 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose. All divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose. And that's love for country. And to the Republic. Republic. A state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people, and it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people, for which it stands. One nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation. And justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others. For all. For all. Which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance: under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer and that would be eliminated from schools too?
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Well, not yet. Dan, once again, running late at the doctor's office for reasons that should be obvious. Y'all keep up the prayers. He's got a heavy lift coming up here with his surgery and going through the final steps here with his cancer treatment, and he's just running a little bit late today. We'll be here soon, as usual, folks, on the Dan Morris Show. If you'd like to get in on the program, 272-9228, 272-9228. If you'd like to get in on the Mortgage Corporation of the South gift card drawing, $50 gift card, you just got to tell us. And also, drawing for Sweet Creek Farm Market, $60 gift basket
whatever you'd like there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. I think I do just like all meat. Maybe cookies. Well, maybe meat, cookies, and... Nah, meat and cookies sounds about right. But you could go by, get some of the specialty jams they have there. They have all sorts of desserts and pastries. Great product there at Sweet Creek Farm Market. So check them out today, and be sure to ask if you want to get in on the drawing. A lot going on as we await Dan. I don't want to step on his toes, but the show must go on. Well, the Georgia Secretary of State is actually under fire from not just the left and the corporate press, but also from President Trump. Trump saying the law didn't go far enough, saying Brian Kemp caved, worrying he was going to be called racist, and they called him racist anyway. Well, surprise, surprise. Also coming up, Club for Growth president talking about the potential for Mike Pence running for president of the United States. It's going to be interesting to see, will Trump actually announce his candidacy to be president once again for re-election? It seems like that's going to happen, but, you know, will it be with Pence? Get the team back together. But Ron DeSantis continues to look impressive out of Florida as well. And you're going to hear from Steve Scalise, this new Biden infrastructure plan. Everything is infrastructure. Sunshine is infrastructure. Lollipops are infrastructure. Mayonnaise is infrastructure. Bread is infrastructure. Everything is infrastructure. It's not just roads and bridges, say, you know, waterways and airports. No, anything under the sun that we think can recreate the future of the country, we're just classified as infrastructure and pass it through reconciliation. So there is a lot to this coming up. And I think Dan is getting settled in here. He is here from his doctor's appointment. Dan, you doing all right today?
Hold on.
Hold on. Hold, please. Hold, please.
How about now? Can you pop me up a little bit?
Oh, sure.
Well, how in the world are you doing today, big guy?
I'm all right.
Are you glad that I made it?
I am, actually, yes.
I was doing a blood transfusion at, if you can pop me up a little bit, I'm much better, at Jackson. So got there early, had to go through all the processing. Then they told me that they need to do a blood draw. I thought I did it yesterday. And they sent in and said, well, we have to do our own.
Oh.
Darn it. And so I told them, is there any possibility that I could do this tomorrow? And they said, of course. And so I've got to give a big shout-out to the nurse team and the blood transfusion group. Amy was my nurse, and she is spectacular. But Nicole and Stephanie are also there. And, you know, I do a lot of doc-type stuff for my personal deal, plus my financial practice. And one of the things I look for is that esprit de corps that you have of a group of people working together. I walked in and these ladies were having fun. They love their work. They have a great time. They just fawn over every single patient that's there. This bright gentleman walked in and, oh, how are you? And I love seeing that kind of stuff. But the nurses squad at Jackson, Amy, Nicole, Stephanie, thank you. I'll see you tomorrow. Thank you for taking care of me today. And they are spectacular. So I hope you don't have to have a transfusion, but if you do, Jackson and this group are spectacular. Did you play the president and his gun thing at all?
I talked about it some earlier today, but I did not play it, no.
It is unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy is living in la-la land. You know, lying and not telling the truth and falsifying stuff is just run amok in the Biden administration. He cited item after item after item of the things that they're going to do will have nothing to do with gun safety. Matter of fact, he said, well, between the shooting in Atlanta, between the shooting in Boulder, Colorado, there have been, you know, 125 people that have been shot and 35 people that have been killed. One of those places is in Winfield, Alabama. Now, this is a group of high school kids, 17 years old, and car drives by and lets loose on them and kills two, wounds five, and his gun policy is going to stop that? Well, they happen to have found the shooters. Guess what? The shooters were underage. The shooters imagine this, a stolen weapon. And they were firing with a stolen weapon at kids who were underage, and they're underage. Under 21, because it takes 21 to own a handgun in Alabama. Well, it had nothing to do with what Biden is proposing. But he's got to get rid of those AR-15s. Got to stop the ghost guns. The ghost guns. Didn't ghost guns sound ominous? You don't want to get anywhere near a ghost gun because they got to be bad. It is just unbelievable the way that they're couching all this. But you know what? Everything's good at the border. You know who told me? Nancy Pelosi. She said everything is good at the border. And you know whose fault it is? Just a guess. One guess. Trump's fault.
Really?
Yeah, Trump's fault. So I'm going to go to a break. Coming back, we'll reload 272-9228. That's where we are on a Thursday.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get your spring cleaning done with specials on AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
ABC Tonight.
Rebels of Force. Have you heard of her?
From an executive producer of Grey's Anatomy at Station 19 and executive producer Aaron Brockovich.
I bring corporations to their knees and not in a sexy good time way.
Katie Sagal stars.
We see something unjust, get mad and motivated. Let's go fight this thing.
The series premiere of Rebel.
She's that famous lawyer, right?
Oh, she's not a lawyer. She's just loud.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Laughs, fun, and some priceless financial advice from Montgomery's premier asset preservationist. Weeknights at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
It's interesting, during the time that Lee Zeldin was on Fox this morning, he announced actually that he's going to be running for governor in the great state of New York against, wait on it, Andrew Cuomo, if Cuomo decides to run. Will be interesting. Lee Zeldin, I hate to lose him in Congress. Looks up that district is very safe, so as long as we get somebody as conservative as Lee Zeldin, I'm in good shape. By the way, I feel like I need to comment on John Merrill and his announcement yesterday that he's not going to seek any type of office in the future. Just to be real clear, I consider John Merrill a friend. He's been a very, very, very good friend to this show. We wish him well. You know, people do make some decisions that probably are not good, but my thoughts and prayers are with John Merrill and hope he does well. I want to tell you something. As far as leaders go in government, there are not many out there that are as good as John Merrill. I put Dick Brubaker in that category. Dick Brubaker is naturally a natural legislator, and John Merrill is a very natural executive officer. Would have been good at anything that he would have been elected to. I prefer to see him on the executive branch than the legislative branch. I didn't know him when he was a legislator, but watching him as and the executive side of the House, he does a great job. So we will always consider him a friend, regardless of anything in the past. Let's go to Nancy Pelosi. Yes, Biden's doing a great job. That Trump guy, not so much.
Nancy Pelosi, she says we're heading in the right direction, though. Listen to this.
The fact is that we're on a good path at the border under leadership of President Biden. We were in a very bad situation under the Trump administration.
What do you say about that? She's the speaker. She's your colleague.
It's going great. And it's a reminder that between Nancy Pelosi, Steny Hoyer, and James Clyburn, the top three members of House Democratic leadership, the top three members of House leadership, they have been serving now in the House of Representatives for well over 100 years. It's time to go. You need to bring in new blood, new ideas, because you have people like Speaker Pelosi, who's just a dishonest hack on stuff like this. And I hate to say it, but what we need is for people to be honest about what's happening, because the crisis will only get worse until someone like Speaker Pelosi listens to some of her Texas Democrats in her delegation who say, hey, listen, there's a crisis. I see it in my district, and you better do something about it, because it's coming to your district if you don't stop it.
And this is what the problem is the Democrats are looking square in the eye and tell you something that is not true. If Nancy Pelosi thinks everything is fine at the border and her concept is, well, you know, Biden really inherited a bad situation. No, you did not. Biden inherited a great situation. Ken Cuccinelli was just on Fox talking about the fact that they have stopped all the advertising in the Triangle States saying, do not come to the United States. There's no advertising saying that. They have stopped it. The Biden administration has stopped it. Even though Jen Psaki has said they're running them, that is not true. And this thing is falling apart. And they will not even come close to recognizing that. And they're looking in the eye, just like Nancy Pelosi said. You know, she thinks everything on the border is doing great and inherited a bad situation from Donald Trump. I'm sorry, Nancy, not true. Not true, and I'm tired of hearing the damn lies. Just remember these words. Because a Democrat says something does not mean it's true, and it probably isn't true, particularly if it's far-fetched, and that is a far-fetched situation. So now let's plug into Steve Scalise talking about the border. Listen in.
But according to Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden's policies are really working well.
The fact is that we're on a good path at the border under leadership of President Biden. We were in a very bad situation under the Trump administration.
House Minority Whip Steve Scalise is leading a delegation to Texas for a firsthand look to see if Nancy Pelosi is actually right. So how the Biden policy is working at the border? Does she believe what she just said, Congressman?
Brian, I don't know how she could even say that with any credibility, because if you talk to anybody on the ground, and I've talked to a lot of people that have been on the ground, it is beyond a disaster what they've done, not only to these border towns, the mayors, you hear them, Democrat and Republican, expressing outrage over what President Biden created. Joe Biden created this crisis, but the child abuse and neglect that's going on. It's not just the 20-plus day treks that some of these young kids are taking, 10 years old in many cases. Over a third of the girls are being sexually assaulted or raped along the journey. Then they get to the United States, and you've seen how they're being treated, not given proper food and shelter, being put next to somebody 6 inches apart with COVID. All this is going on the border. You can see why Vice President Kamala Harris either doesn't want to have this dumped in our lap because Joe Biden created the mess and is asking her to mop it up, or else she's in over our head. Either way, it doesn't bode well for the United States. Our allies around the world, surely Mexico, had had worked with President Trump to come up with a good plan to remain in Mexico policy. But think about this too, Brian. You've got now at least six people on the terrorist watch list that have been caught. They won't tell us how many more. No doubt there's many more that have come across our border. And this isn't from Central and South America. This is from Middle Eastern countries, other nations where they have people on the terrorist watch list that know there is a porous southern border. And if you want to come and do harm to America, it's free reign. It's open season. And this is dangerous for America. And it's even more dangerous for these kids that President Biden's policies have encouraged to come across, make the trek, and get sexually assaulted along the way.
Steve Scalise is doing a good job. He's gotten much better in these interviews. And I compare him to Kevin McCarthy. I think Kevin McCarthy does a good job. He is a little too talking point oriented. Steve Scalise kind of speaks from the heart. And when he's saying something, he owns it. He really believes it, and he owns the concept. This terrorist list stuff is big, much bigger than ABC, NBC, or CBS will ever tell you. Let me go to the phone and go to Robert. Robert, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Big Daddy Dan. I'm glad to see you made it in. And I just wanted to say hey to you and everything. And I'm going to say my statement quick because I don't want to be rambling. I just want to say to Joey, first of all, and that was a great interview with our mayor at the last hour of his show. And I'll give kudos to the man. It sounds like I can negotiate with somebody. He sounds very good, and I hope he comes back. All right. And then on your show, we're talking about Nancy. You know, if Nancy wants to keep wearing her mask and she's been vaccinated and all of them up there have been vaccinated, if they can't get rid of the mask, then they're just pushing something stupid. And then I just say, you know, if Nancy wants to give us all better advice, I'd like to see her, you know, floss her teeth in front of the camera so she could show us all how to, you know, floss our teeth. And, hey, buddy, I like talk radio. I'm new to it. And, but Big Daddy Dan, I love your dissertation. And, y'all have a good one.
Thanks, Robert. Appreciate it, Clint. Welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show on a Thursday.
A good day, sir. Hope you're feeling well today.
I'm good. And you?
Yes, sir. A little windy out here today, but it's good.
Yeah. At least it's not raining.
Yeah, well, we got rain early this morning, so. But hey, you know, what is wrong with these people?
Which ones?
Well, Pelosi, Biden, they all lie. You know, the governor of Texas stated, and CBS put that out this morning. And usually CBS don't go against the Democrats. But they did this morning about the crisis at the border. And then Pelosi said, well, they inherited a crisis from Trump. How did that happen? President
it's
Trump had
up.
It under control.
It's made up. Well, it's made up. The border was in great shape when Trump left office.
How many people out here in this country believe what they're saying?
I hate to say it. A whole bunch of them do.
How long is it going to take to have several thousand illegals here in Alabama again?
Well, I don't know. That may be coming sooner than we think. The question really is, when will the public wake up? And the public will wake up when the media wakes up. When the media starts playing stories about how bad it is, I'm talking about ABC, NBC, and CBS, then you've got it. Then you've got it.
But you know, sir, you know, I don't mind a man wants to do better for himself and his family. That's understandable. And, you know, this country was made up of immigrants, and that's fine.
They're made up of legal immigrants, so.
Yeah, legal. And now we got all these people coming from, what, Guatemala? And I don't know. It's getting out of control.
Absolutely, it's getting out of control. And you know the new thing that CBS tried to blame it on? Climate change. Climate change is the reason.
Yes, they did. Yeah, because they had their beans. What have they had down there?
Yeah, they had a couple of hurricanes flooding, and their coffee beans aren't growing. Clint, yes. I want you to have a great day, my friend.
Hey, I got one more question for you.
Sure.
Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
Now, Biden put her in charge of the border.
Well, in charge of the countries that are having people come over the border.
Has she been down there? Biden been down there?
Neither have been down there. But Kamala did call the president of Mexico yesterday.
Oh, yeah, a lot of good that's going to do.
Yeah, really.
And got Iran going on, and we ain't heard much from Rocket Man lately. So, all right, sir, have a good day.
You have a good one. Wayne, coming back to you after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Jerry Todd here with the Kickback Ranch Event Center and RV Park. We would like to invite you to our first ever live consignment auction Saturday, May the 1st. Gates open at 10 a.m. Auction begins at high noon. Items already consigned include household, farm and garden, antiques, and much more. Old-fashioned country auction. Got a pig, goat, chicken, tractor? We sell it. So if you have items to consign, contact us at the Kickback Ranch. This is going to be a fun-filled family day. There will be food trucks, vendors of all kinds, a water slide, and kids' playground in full swing. You don't have to just come for the day. Stay the weekend in one of our cabins or bring your RV and stay in our new RV park with full hookups available. Consignment auction, Saturday, May the 1st at the Kickback Ranch. Gates open at 10 a.m. Auction at high noon. For more information or directions, go to kickbackranch.net. That's kickbackranch.net or call 286-4140. That's 286-4140.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads. Cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are popular that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean Chicken Pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
In the need to grab and go, Sinclair's now offers takeout.
Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing has openings for seasoned HVAC technicians who want to join a team that functions in a team environment and considers itself family. We want smiling faces and positive attitudes. We offer competitive salaries, a full benefits package, including a retirement plan, paid vacation, paid holidays, personal days, and a health insurance program. We value our team members as much as we value our clients. If you want to join a team whose company values and company culture reflect a desirable working environment, stop by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing to apply. 521 Oliver Road in Montgomery.
The Harbor at Hickory Hill of Prattville is the first choice for assisted living and memory care in the River Region. The newly remodeled facility offers a lifestyle that promotes independence and the opportunity to live life to the fullest while creating a warm environment that feels like home. The residents are enjoying activities in the company of each other and have the attentive assistance of a caring, experienced team. Assistance is available for veterans who qualify. To learn more about the Harbor or to schedule a tour, call Christy Goodwin at 334-224-0150. Life is good at the Harbor.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, a company placing God and family first. Great home time and great benefits with highly competitive pay. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're into a very wet and very active weather pattern for the next few days. Showers and thunderstorms today, especially through mid-afternoon and then tapering off later. Some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe, with today's high around 80. Scattered thunderstorms tonight, low 63. Tomorrow, another round of strong storms, especially by afternoon and evening, and another round on Saturday. And both days, Friday and Saturday, some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe. Also, the rainfall amounts could be rather impressive through Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. The Dan Morris Show.
272-9228. Don't forget, any caller can get in on the Mortgage Corporation South gift card drawing and the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket drawing. They have strawberries, by the way. $13 for a basket. Now, if you see the last basket that's sitting there, don't buy it. Leave it for me. I'm going down after the show and getting me some strawberries. Mortgage Corporation South, 567-9000. Definitely your mortgage company, because they're my mortgage company. They're the show's mortgage company. Helping complicated situations, not complicated situations. VA, FHA, conventional. Need to give them a call. 567-9000. John Williams and the gang at Mortgage Corporation of the South, NMLS number 232876, an equal housing lender. Let's go to Wickershade. Wickershade, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. I just had to take out speakerphone real quick. I hope you didn't touch that on your side. But anyway, I'm going to jump over the board. I'm going to jump right in the lap of Mr. Biden himself. You're talking about somebody looking straight into the TV and lying to your face. You tell me how many times you can go to one of these gun shows. Alcazar Shrine Temple has them all the time. I used to go to the Civic Center, and there is not a single vendor out there that can sell a gun or would probably not sell a gun, but I know they can't sell a gun unless they do a background check. Every one of them are FFL dealers, and they do a complete background on you when you walk in there to purchase a firearm.
Yeah,
National TV this morning, he got up there, looked at the people in the face, and said you can go to a gun show and purchase a firearm without a background check. Now, that is a blatant-faced lie.
You're right.
You know, and all this stuff that happened down in Miami, where the guy used the stabilizer strap on his firearm when he killed, shot up the nightclub, the FBI already knew the background on this guy before he even went down there to do it.
Yeah, let me tell you what. They talked about the Charleston loophole. That was an FBI messing up.
Mm-hmm.
That was not a loophole. That was the FBI dropped the ball. The same thing on the Pulse nightclub. They went in and visited a guy 6 weeks before the shooting, and they didn't follow up on it. And the gun store called the FBI and said, I've got reservations about this guy.
I don't know. That just kind of, you know, hit me kind of hard when he said about the, you know, then, you know, of course, the ghost guns, and then they're going to hold the manufacturers, you know, where they've got immune and all this. They're going to hold them where they can be sued for somebody gets killed with a firearm and all this. I'm just telling you, though, and all you Democrats out there listening to me right now, including some of my friends, you probably know who I am. I welcome you to a gun show, and I want you to do this before he signs this executive order and gets credit where they're doing these background checks at these gun shows. Go in there, and the next time they have one, before he signs off on this, and try to buy a gun without a, and see if they don't do a background check. And if they don't, you need to report them.
Well, the only people that would not do a background check is if you are a individual and you're just a gun owner and you're selling a gun. Now, those people are not, they don't buy, but there are very few of those that are gun shows.
That's right. And I've bought and sold guns, and I've purchased guns at the gun shows, you know. So I'm just telling you, but for him to say that is just I mean, that's misleading. I mean, and then you're going to have that on CNN. You're going to have it on all these networks to where he's, I mean, the general public is going to believe this that really don't know any better because he said it.
Yeah, exactly. Just remember these words. Because a Democrat says something does not mean it is true.
Well, y'all have a good day. I'm getting ready for work.
Ricochet, don't blow a gasket now, okay?
Yeah. Oh, well, that gasket's blown. I'm trying to put it back together.
There you go, my friend. You have a good one.
Bye. You too.
I like calls like that. Yeah, and I'm going to have to take what he said and take it apart for you guys for tomorrow. But I was throwing stuff at the TV.
Right.
It was that bad. And it was just made up crap. And the guy that they're going to put in charge of alcohol, tobacco, and firearm versus tobacco, guns, and bullets, or whatever he called it, I worry about Joe Biden. I mean, he gets kind of lost in space. And he's reading from a teleprompter, yeah. And he's still getting lost. Crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Yeah, we got to do this one. We're going to come back a little more of the Biden stuff, but latest thing of why people are coming from Central America to the United States. It's climate change. It's climate change is doing it. And you know you're in the sweet spot of liberals when they can use climate change for any excuse possible. Listen to this on CBS this morning.
This week, we've also been showing you the roots of the border crisis, why people make the dangerous journey to the U.S. in the first place. Manuel Bajorquez reports from Guatemala on how climate change is forcing many into a difficult choice.
It's written in the hillsides as far as Ruben Che is concerned. The crops that have supported generations of his family in the Guatemalan highlands are gone. They've never seen it like this before.
So this would be full of leaves.
Uh-huh,
esto tendría hojas por todos lados.
Sí, hojas y todo.
And instead,
puro verde.
It's
ahorita se seca, ya no, sí, puro leña, ahorita ya no.
And this is the coffee bean.
Café, mire, ya no sirve.
No good.
The coffee and cardamom stood no chance. This valley turned into a lake after back-to-back hurricanes lashed the region last year, with intensity and rainfall believed to be magnified by climate change. Like many here, lured by billboards advertising a farmer's dream, he took out a loan to get the operation running again. But nothing's grown.
Y ahorita, ¿con qué vamos a pagar? Tenemos deuda, ya no tenemos nada, y nos quedamos sin nada.
So you have a debt, you have no way of repaying it. Porque no sale cosecha, because your crops are ruined.
Sí.
The sign drawing his attention now is a smuggler's, advertising a trip to the U.S.
Okay, so do we think that the problem in Guatemala is because of climate change, or do you think it's because of poor planning from people like the Guatemalan government?
Yeah, I was about to say, bad governance. And that is the case with a lot of central in South America. Some better than others, but you know.
I mean, I've been to Guatemala. Guatemala is a dirt poor country.
Right.
And you certainly have mountains and rainforests and things like that. And if there's not, somebody's not sitting there saying, well, if it's raining like hell and you're coming down the mountain, you're going to have, I mean, we were there and it rained when we were in the rainforest. It was like flooding right there. I mean, they said, do not get in the water. Because it will carry you away.
Well, and this idea also plays into Mexico and the Mexican government. It's not like the upper tier, upper class, rich parts of Mexico are the ones immigrating over the border. And it's for the longest time.
No, you mean, wait a minute. So the people aren't leaving resorts and coming to the United States?
It's shocking. And it's not like the Mexican government.
Well, sweet to be. I think we'll get off the yards and go to the Estado Unido.
Well, and what I'm worried about is they're going to start this pipeline where the American government, the Mexican government kind of wink at each other and they create this funnel. Hey, we got poor people. We'll just send them up. And we don't really want to govern these areas. It's too much trouble for us. Where Trump had recalculated that and saying, hey, you need to defend your border. You put enough pain on them to AMLO listen. But I think we're going back to the old ways where these governments realize, oh, we can solve a problem by shipping folks to the U.S.
Cheap labor and voters. Yeah. So what it really gets down to. Second part of CBS story, hang on to your hat.
climate change is coming on top of previous problems like poverty, food insecurity.
Edwin Castellanos climate studies change climate change at the University of the Valley of Guatemala.
The problem is that not only we are seeing these extreme events in terms of too much rain, we are also seeing the opposite in terms of too little rain.
Parts of the country are experiencing severe drought.
We have seen a huge increase in extreme events, including flooding, storms, but also drought.
He pointed us to his research showing a dramatic spike in severe weather events here over the last decade compared to those past.
You know, there's always a big debate around climate change, and some people say they don't believe in it. But you say climate change is a factor that is driving people to the United States.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think that if you ask most people here in Guatemala, it will be evident that most people believe in climate change because they have seen the change in the climate.
What can be done to keep people here?
Well, basically, these are families who have lived in extreme poverty for many years. And so they are not really expecting big changes. Small changes and small amounts of help will make a huge difference for these families.
Ruben says he doesn't want to leave his wife and five-year-old son, but he struggles to envision a future for them on the only hillsides he's ever known. For CBS This Morning, Manuel Bajorquez, Guatemala City.
So many people there making a decision out of pure desperation.
I never made a connection, though, until Manny's report between climate change and immigration.
Right.
And clearly, you can see that.
Okay, so climate change is happening in this small, relatively small area of Central America. It's not happening in, let's say, Louisiana. It's not happening in Texas. Now, it's happening in this little small area. When you go from Mexico down to South America, Guatemala is a small area, tiny. You have Belize, you have El Salvador, you have Nicaragua. It is a small area, boys and girls, but it's happening right there. God did a pinpoint microscopic search and hit it. Got that climate change. You know, well, it's either too much rain or it's not enough rain. That it's just right, the Goldilocks rain stuff, or we that stopped because of climate change. This is lunacy. This is absolute lunacy. And I hope they're not paying that guy for climate change information. I hope they're not paying him too much. Because it's happening only in Guatemala, not Nicaragua. Not Panama, not El Salvador, Guatemala. Has nothing to do with poverty, nothing to do with the economy, nothing to do with it's raining like hell and waters were going down the mountain, which water has a tendency of doing, and flooding. Has nothing to do with any of that. It's climate change. Going to be back. Dan Marchaud. After this.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. You know they say the highest form of flattery is imitation, and they're right. Over the past 10 years, I've been here, and you've heard me time and time again sharing with you just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. Other mortgage companies have seen our success, and they are doing their darndest to imitate Alabama Home Mortgage. But folks, we cannot be imitated. Alabama Home Mortgage is more than radio ads. We don't just talk the talk, we walk the walk with you. We are not satisfied unless every client walks away happy. They They can try to imitate us, but they can't. Remember, folks, the original is much more valuable than a copy. You are what makes Alabama Home Mortgage. You share your experience with your family, neighbors, coworkers, and we couldn't do it without you. Experience matters, not just yours, but ours as well. We've been here all along. Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 334-567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.272-9228 is where we are. Don't forget Dylan Wayne's. They've got some great Mother's Day show. They have a bracelet they have on sale for Dan Morris Show listeners. $99. Did you go by and see Leslie and Josh and see what they have to say? They are great. And let me tell you, Mother's Day gift, they can take care of you. 119 Brown Springs Road. Go by and see Leslie and Josh. Telling you, a Dan Morris Show listener, I'm going to try to drive by either today, certainly by Saturday. I want to see this bracelet. I want to see the necklace where you do stones for your children. And it makes a lovely necklace. Leslie was telling me about it. I want to go see it. I said, I got to see that. Come on and see them. 119 Brown Springs Road, coming from AUM towards Atlanta Highway on the right-hand side before you get to the Atlanta Highway. Yep. Let's do this. Doug Ducey, the governor of Arizona, and I mentioned this guy to you guys before. He may run against Kelly for the U.S. Senate. His seat is up this time. That was only a temporary win that he had. Listen to him and how he's addressing the border situation up against Joe Biden, who, by the way, won his state. Oh, yeah. Won his state. And the fact that Ducey is saying the things he's saying tells me that he probably didn't believe that Joe Biden won the state. But think in terms of this guy running for U.S. Senate. Listen in.
Secretary Mayorkas will be visiting the border today. What do you expect he will see? And do you think that you'll have any interaction with him or the vice president?
Well, we've had no interaction with the vice president or the president. We have had a conversation with Secretary Mayorkas. And what he's going to see is a crisis and an emergency that needs action from the federal government. And they need to start responding to the border governors, to our requests. We need resources for the National Guard. They need to change the communication to the nation of Mexico. The Biden administration has been anti-wall and AWOL. They're absent without leave. We need support on the southern border.
Why do you think the media has essentially taken this story and given it the stiff arm?
Well, they don't like the narrative. It's a border crisis and it's a humanitarian crisis. We've had over 170,000 apprehensions on our southern border, 18,000 children that are in the custody of the federal government, and the federal government's not a very good parent. The previous administration couldn't have been more clear. I think you saw an ABC report with Martha Raddatz actually asking migrants why they were coming to the United States. They were saying it was because Joe Biden was president. She asked them if they would have made the same journey under the Trump administration, and they said no. It couldn't be more clear that the administration is not properly communicating that the border is closed.
Now, when was the last time you saw a bunch of migrants show up wearing Biden for President t-shirts? Dead giveaway. What do you say? What did the t-shirt say? Let us in?
Yeah. It's just,
I mean, no, it had nothing to do with Biden. Nothing. No. I mean, it's in his colors, in his logo. Nothing to do with Biden. Sounded pretty good for a potential U.S. Senate candidate. Doug Ducey, governor of the great state of Arizona, Wayne continued to weigh in on the Biden administration and the border.
Governor, I think you could take a step further. Alejandro Mayorkas is making a visit there to the border, head of Homeland Security. Just reading the line here, the press will not have access to Mr. Mayorkas during the trip. You know, it's not just the media that has chosen to cover or not cover, is that the administration has kept reporters and cameras away.
The press would have never put up with this in the previous administration. The press shouldn't put up with it in this administration. They've also named Vice President Harris as the lead on the border, yet she hasn't been to the border. She's also equated CBP and ICE to the KKK. This is someone who's never seen the border as a serious threat or a real issue. The border needs attention. This is not only going to affect Arizona, Texas, New Mexico, and California, but the rest of the country as well, as fentanyl and methamphetamine spills over the border.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you, when the press really digs into this thing, that's when it's going to change. Cranky, welcome aboard to the Dan Morris Show on Thursday.
Boy, I tell you what, thanks for getting me on before I forgot what I called about. That's good. You're taking care of your seniors.
Yep.
Hey, I tell you, you know, now we have the government in the daycare business. Joey probably is too young to remember this, but do you remember when the government took over the Mustang Ranch from Joe Conforte for tax evasion?
I do.
They couldn't run where it's women and liquor. You're selling women and liquor. They can't even make
a profit in there, could they?
The irony of that is that's what they thrive on in D.C., and they still couldn't make it work. But, yeah, they're going to be in the daycare business. All this is the Cloward-Piven, same strategy that's used in conventional warfare. You don't defeat your enemy by killing him. You defeat your enemy by injuring him because of all the resources that are taken up to be used to get him back to health and preserve his life. If he's dead, he's dead. There's no money spent on it except a funeral. That's exactly what they're doing here, sending these kids up here. And I guess, you know, they're love offerings for Joe Biden to sniff or something. I don't know. But it is a terrible situation, and they created it.
Absolutely, they did.
And Nancy's going to get up and go, like this. We inherited this, you know. Joe's doing a great job. If you want a horrible, horrible scenario for these people that are coming up here, I feel bad for them. But why is it we are the only country on earth that has to take people in like that? No other country on earth does that.
Well, we don't have to. We choose to.
Well, some people are choosing to, but there's a right way to do this and a wrong way to do it. And of course, the damn Democrats are going to do it the wrong way. Hey, I won't hold it up. I know you got a lot of other people to blow the phone up and do it a whole lot more articulately. When's your surgery, Dan?
The 27th. I'm going to be up in Birmingham on Monday, by the way, so I will not be here for the show. Joey's got it with April Murray on Monday. But I go up for a pre-surgical consultation. But it's on the 27th. Thanks for asking.
I have a list. Unfortunately, that list is growing of people with cancer, and you are definitely on that list that we pray for every day.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate that. That means a lot to me.
Thank you, sir. You take care.
Thank you. News Talk 93.1. Dan Morris Show is going to be back after our top of the hour break.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada News Talk 90.